So what advice, because that's my follow-up question here, like so one thing is, like, if you can share obviously a little bit, like, what is your process when you start working with, like, some artists and they don't have a clear narrative, or how do you go about, you know, kind of pulling it out from them? How do you about, like, creating it? And then what would be your advice to people, because I also want people obviously to have as much takeaways as possible from the podcast. Like, what would be your advice, given that it's so important to have a really strong narrative, story? Like, what would be your advice through that lens to normal people, in a way, for creating their story? Like, what would be advice, like, be the process, like, what they should look at, think about, like, you know, some
tips. With an artist, the conversation usually starts with, you know, what are your goals? What is it that you want to achieve? And then it becomes, you know, then we talk about, you know, what are some of the records and who are some of the artists that were most influential in your life and why? And let's start, you know, and then how are those things related to the music that you're making? And how do you see putting those kinds of things together? How do you want to be seen by the world? What's, you know, what are some of the things that are most important to you? One of the things that I try to, you know, say to everybody is, you know, you're going to have an audience of some sort. There are going to be people that pay attention to you. It might just be one person, or, you know, it might be hundreds of thousands of people. What is your purpose? What message do you want these people to have? What good are you going to do in the world with the voice that you have? Think about that, and think about taking on that cause early in your career and early in your life, because that's going to help fulfill you as a person. And quite frankly, it's going to make you more interesting to people. That conversation usually lasts a few hours, you know, and out of that, I think that you sort of need to understand, you need to be able to pick out of that what would appeal to other people. I mean, I usually suggest to people, it's like, you know, have this conversation, you know, try to have this conversation with a stranger and see what they're hearing from what you're saying. Certainly have it with your friends to try and figure it out. I'll tell you a story. We have an artist here in Canada, a young man named Scott Hellman, who's very popular here in Canada. And when I sat down with him, I had the conversation that I just talked about, and he told me a story. This was before we had put out any music of his. And he told me a story when I asked how, you know, really, what was the epiphany for you about being having a career in music? And he told me a story about being at a friend's cottage on a rainy Sunday afternoon, and they couldn't go outside. So they sat in the living room of the cottage and smoked cigarettes and went through his friend's father's record collection, and they pulled out Dark Side of the Moon. And they put side one on, and they listened to the record. They didn't speak. And they turned the record over and they put side two on. And when the record was over, Scott realized for the first time that an artist can take you on a journey. And he had heard Dark Side of the Moon before. He knew the record, but he had never really listened to it that way. And when the record was over and he realized that, you know, you could be taken on a journey by music, he's like, that's what I want to do. I want to take people on a journey. And when he told me that story in the midst, I mean, you know, that was 2 hours into a conversation. He told me that story. I'm like thinking to myself, that's a story that everybody can relate to. And most importantly, with regards to my position doing publicity, that is a story that is going to turn on a bunch of journalists who would otherwise think of Scott Hellman as nothing but yet another kid that wants to be like Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber. This is, you know, that it was Dark Side of the Moon meant it had, you know, there was some weight to that, that he understood that an artist could take you on a journey meant that he had depth of character as an artist. And I could begin to help him build a story around that, that would then create the narrative of Scott as a serious lover of music that was writing pop music that people just hadn't heard yet. And so, you know, when you ask about other people, I mean, it's easy for me to relate this story on a musical sense. It's a little bit more difficult for, it's the same process, but it's a little bit more, I don't have a practical example that I can give you of something that's outside of music, but it is the same thing. I mean, I guess, you know, the cobbler story that I told, you know, a minute or two ago about being the best, you know, the best, soul repair person, you know, is kind of an example of it. I think it's just, what is the, you know, trying to figure out what is the thing about your, what you're doing that makes you most excited? Because if you can just focus on, you know, why do you, Conrad, do this podcast? You tell people, you know, what is the thing that makes you most excited about doing this podcast? That becomes your narrative. What's the thing that becomes, you know, why does Elon Musk, you know, design the Tesla? That becomes his narrative, right? It's like, what is the thing that drives your engine? And then tell the whole story. And when you have that story told, don't waver from it. You can bring things in, but never lose sight of what the, you know, again, I called it the original string, but the string is the narrative or the vision or whatever. Make sure that you, you know, you stay focused on what it is that you, you know, that got you excited in the first place.